The wording of the topic, why Christ was not born an emperor, is really unexpected. It is so because, unfortunately, people's psychology is such that we get used to many words and to standard phrases, cliches, in particular to topics as well. And sometimes some very important questions are hidden behind these cliches and models. And in this particular case, I would like to pay attention to the problem that is one of the most important in people's life. The topic is put in the following way: why Jesus Christ is not an emperor? It sounds more interesting than important. I believe not. It is interesting, but in fact it is very, very important. If we turn to the history of the mankind, to the history of people's life as a whole and in the individual way, there is one problem that is vital everywhere and always. A person has some duality in them. There are two words in their soul. Oh, I have two souls in my breast, and they want to tear apart, wishing to separate. This eternal duality and polarization in person's soul is both the subject of psychology, philosophy, and our real life. What is this duality? This is good and evil, light and darkness, God, and here we have different ends. Some say it's devil, others say emptiness, nothing, of sense and meaninglessness. A person faces this. Of course, not always a person feels that. Sometimes they do feel that, and sometimes they feel that very well, but mostly people do not feel that. But the problem remains, and it remains in a way that where, if there is God, how in our world exists evil? And what is evil?
Почему оно зло?
Why is it evil?
Вот кожа наша знает, почему,
our skin knows
что есть зло,
what is
а ум
what evil is, and our mind can't understand it.
Кожа хорошо различает, когда очень горячо и очень холодно.
Very well when it is too hot and too cold. If we sit on something mild and soft or on something sharp, skin understands perfectly well, and our mind can't understand it. So good and evil are two ways, and it doesn't matter which way to undertake. It was said by Merezhkovsky. It's unbelievable. So the question why Jesus Christ was not born to be an emperor becomes in the light of this duality a great significance. If there is God, if Jesus Christ really is God, if He is the Savior, why He didn't create in our human world and society, He didn't create such a political system and kingdom where only good would reign, where people would have all the goodness and they would be absolutely satisfied. Why didn't he do it? And what did he do? Not so much for people as it seems when he lived on earth. Some of people got healed by him, some were fed by him. He didn't free anybody from slavery, not even his own people, among whom he was born and lived. He didn't free from the Roman slavery. Did he do so much? The Christians believe that Jesus Christ saved people from death. Before him, people had been dying, then he lived, and people keep dying even now. Christ didn't justify hopes of those who connected the thought of earthly prosperity with the name of God. It is a very interesting fact that still remains ununderstood to many. How can we understand the following, for instance? A ship is going to sink, and it is known for sure. We know there is no way to save the ship, because the state is terrible. The question, what are people doing and what should they do? The regular answer is, people will be preparing boards, ships, taking inflatory mattresses, boards, they will be trying to get saved. Oh, how wrong we are. These are some thoughts of people who fall far behind. Do you know what people will be doing? To understand this, we should switch on TV, read mass media, listen to the radio, and we should understand. We shall understand what people will understand what people are going to do. The ship is sinking, and people are going to die, right? Until we are alive, let's kill, let's still, let's try to be the owners of everything on the ship, to get riches, to get, let's achieve glory on this sinking ship. It's an obvious fact. Everybody knows they're going to die. Who believes in this? Very few do. It is amazing, it's a paradox. And after that, they say that people are clever. It is amazing. We know that a smart person will try to get saved from a sinking ship. But a person, instead of trying to get saved, they try to make their cabin as good as it gets and killing other people, despite reason, despite just their conscience, despite morals, it's a fact. And if we turn to a different fact, from a different sphere, and this fact proves a very interesting thought, the following fact. What does the mankind strive to throughout all history, regardless of the political systems, religions, what people there are, what are people trying to achieve throughout history? What is the aim of humanity? It is obvious, the mankind wants good. What does it mean? All the satisfaction, justice, prosperity. It is very well understandable. And what happens in reality? Let's open any book, any epoch, any state, any continent. What do we find there? The opposite. Wars, violence, injustice, exploitation, killings, murders. It's a very interesting paradox. We all understand that without peace there can be no good, no prosperity. There can be no prosperity and peace without justice, no happiness without love. Everybody understands this. People are very smart, they are Homo sapiens, but very weird. What is going on throughout all the history? We have to make a very strange and very interesting conclusion. On the one hand, a human being is the only clever being on earth, but at the same time, a human being is crazy. Who would behave in the same way as a human being? Throughout all the history, there was violence, there has been violence, and with the time it only gets worse. The 20th century is unbelievable, meaning the scale of evil.
Объясняют это разными причинами.
People explain it differently, but all these explanations are like the same as the smartness of people. For instance, humanity develops. Before, people were not so smart what they needed. They didn't know. This is not a very likable explanation. I don't think you would say that Socrates or other philosophers were less smart than the contemporary philosophers. Nobody would ever tell that. As far as we know the history of mankind, people were as clever as they are now, and often we even study from them, learn from them, and we say that in ancient times people were wiser than they are now. When we want to find some arguments, we usually turn to the wisdom of ancient times, of times immemorial. The situation is such indeed. One more fact. No less curious. Though it is connected with the previous one, but it is about one person in particular. Every person has some idea of good and evil. Everybody has conscience. And everyone wants to achieve this good, as it seems, that this person believes to be good and feels to be good. And especially everybody demands good from other people. When it comes to me, I prefer just not to talk about it. I want others to act in the way they should. But me, myself, I don't really do what I should. Furthermore, even a person who sincerely would like to live according to their conscience, love, this person understands that in themselves they find such obstacles which they can't overcome, and the person gets very surprised. When we touch a person's soul, there are very strange things there. It turns out a person is very nice, very good, until you just come to interfere with them. Until they are given power, they say, if you want to get to know a person, you should give them power. There was a nice person, but they got higher, just a little bit higher, got some power, and they became a terrible person. A nice person who got a little bit richer and became a terrible person, and so on. There's so much envy, vanity. There are many lies. Just we should look at it more attentively. It is easier to pay attention to others' faults, but to our own, if we look at ourselves, we discover something really horrible. There were some short but strong words by Apostle Paul, this great wisdom man. He said, I'm a poor man. Who will set me free from this deathly body? I don't do the good I want to, but the evil that I hate. If only we could pay our full attention to these words, and we could put these words and compare them to ourselves. Dostoevsky also said very brightly, when in one of his books he said, if only a person
что он тщательно скрывает от других людей.
Expressed what he is trying to hide from other people. If he expressed what he is hiding from his relatives and hiding even from himself, if only that was expressed, there it would be so stinking that we would not be able to breathe. In this connection, he says the following, answering the socialist ideas that were greatly claimed to be great in his times, and they came from the West. This idea said that humanity is bad, and life is bad, and everything is not in the way it should be, just for one single reason, that the form of the social and political life is wrong. But if we create the just political system, the best fair social relationships and systems, everything would become wonderful at once, and it would be paradise on earth. Answering to this, he said, no, if only we could make life better by means of forms. You can't help with forms. In any forms or political systems, a human being remains the same, and until you change a human being, no political system or form can help us live better. It is the idea from Gospel, which refers to the essence of the central problem of a human being. How can we achieve good if there is no good? How can we recover if we are ill? The first and foremost, everybody knows this. We should find out the reason of sickness, of illness. What is it? This is the first and foremost. Until we are not sure what it is, it doesn't make sense to go to hospital, because if you get cured from a different disease, the consequences can be severe. So this is the first problem we are facing. The first and foremost, what is the reason? What happened? Why a clever and smart person is, I'm sorry, but senseless, unreasonable? The proofs are obvious, both in the history of mankind and in everybody's life. We are not trying to get saved from a sinking ship, but on the contrary, we are only making it worse, this tragedy that is ongoing there. What is the reason? I'm saying that basically there are two viewpoints to answer this question. The first one claims that we just can't find the best political and social forms of life. This is a very well-known point of view. All the mankind insists on it. So the mankind is trying to change political systems one after another. There are lots of revolutions and lots of blood, and when these political systems are changed, the latter becomes worse than the former. And now we came to such a crisis in different directions of our lives that we just can't, and we can see this, and scientists say there is no solution to this crisis that we face. We are destroying Earth, and we are destroying life, not just human life, but all life on Earth. And there are no perspectives right now, no solutions to this problem. So death is coming.
почему Христос
Why
не родился
Jesus Christ
императором?
Was not born
почему
избрал an emperor?
Такой странный
Why did he choose this strange way?
Он не только императором не родился.
He wasn't
даже
just
не
born an emperor. He didn't just he wasn't just born a patriarch.
То есть, в смысле, не родился сразу, но стал бы им.
Well, I mean, why didn't he become?
Ну хотя бы.
He could
Нет.
have.
Ну,
no.
Доктором богословия.
He could have become a theologian.
Нет.
No.
Нет.
No.
Посмотрите, кем он был.
Who
Каким
was he? Some just homeless person.
Который не знал, где главу преклонить. Хлеба
Who didn't know where he would spend the night. Sometimes he didn't have
Странный
even bread.
Более того,
This was a very strange way. And to top it all, he even showed something unclear. Salvation that mankind is looking for, he creates as he believes, as his disciples claim, his followers claim that salvation was achieved by means of a cross, of crucifixion, not by means of changing the social forms, political systems,
no
political relationships were changed, no human rights standards were achieved. Gospel doesn't say a single word about it. Not even just a single word against slavery. It is unbelievable. It is a different way of thinking. It is not even clear. So slavery was flourishing. Who is a slave is a living thing, object, not a single word. What does it mean?
Предлагает христианство.
What option does Christianity offer? What salvation can we talk about? What did Jesus Christ save from? How did he save? And how can we understand this salvation? And how can we be connected to it?
Я упомянул о тех
It's not for nothing that I talked about facts that justify in favor of the fact that humanity is unreasonable. These facts make us think. And if we find no other explanations, if there are any, then we come only to one single thought, the following. There is something wrong in a person. There's something wrong in humans, in human nature. What is wrong in human nature? Why can't we see it, regardless and despite the obvious facts? Now, if we turn to the teaching of Jesus Christ and to the Christian teaching, we see the following.
Христианство утверждает
Christianity claims a very unpleasant thing. That is the following.
Оказывается, то состояние,
It turns out
в котором
the state
сейчас находится человек,
that a person is in right now, or I'd rather say the mankind, is throughout all the history this state is deeply abnormal. It is deeply abnormal. This is the explanation of this weird, unreasonable history of the mankind. A human being is deeply abnormal. I am deeply abnormal. If he is deeply abnormal, it is okay, I can agree with that. But that I am deeply abnormal, I can't agree with that. I am just insulted. So we can understand why the real Christianity is so difficult for people. What Christianity is easily understood? when it is empty, what is sweetened, like sweet water. In the West, we see a lot of comfortable Christianity, which shouldn't just touch my real life. It is just some right, but my passions are not touched. In Catholics have some overdue good deeds which can help them to get rid of their sins, and then they can die like Francis of Assisi, saying, I don't believe there is any sin of mine that I didn't make up by repentance or good deeds. Protestants, it's even easier with them. I'm sorry, I don't want to offend anyone, really. But there are some facts. In Protestant religion, they say we're all holy and saint. Why? Because Jesus Christ is holy and sinless. For a believer, a sin is not a sin, Luther said. So, the believers are getting saved by their faith only. Oh, this is wonderful Christianity. Only Orthodoxy stubbornly tells, but don't worry, it is also going down, and in the long run it will also stop saying this. But Orthodoxy keeps saying, no, the kingdom of heaven, the good for a person, can only be attained by hard work. What hard work?
The
Christian teaching says that as a result of this disconnection between God and mankind and the person, which happened because first people just ate forbidden fruit metaphorically, the process which could not be returned took place. Something happened inside a person. The connection was torn apart. In no other religion you can find this idea. We know all the history of the religious thought, but you can find this idea. There was the division, inside division, destruction of our nature. What do I mean? It is very well explained. And I will say, and you will understand how it is really so. Our mind, our heart, not just as a bodily organ, but heart as an organ of feelings, and body turned out to be separated apart in our single nature. So these three got separated. What does it mean? It means the following. Each of them got some separate willpower. The mind says one, heart wants something different, and body wants something else. There is inner fight, inner contradiction, and this contradiction is sometimes so strong inside a person that many people who start seeing this deeply suffer. Oh, two souls there are in my heart, and they are tearing apart, wishing to separate. Indeed, some separation takes place. This is a psychological fact which everybody lives through and knows. And the Christianity says that this fact is of vital importance for understanding the eternal problem of good and evil. Here is the source of this separation
Вот источник того безумия,
in a person's inner life,
является фактом, фактом,
this actually meaninglessness and unreasonability of our conscience. The Christianity claims the source to be here, not in the political forms or social forms, not in conditions of upbringing even, but inside every person there is evil, evil because of which the life is as it is in all the ways, in all the social ways, in all the outside ways. So the roots are in person's nature. From here we understand this strange thing that is not clear for many people. Why wasn't Jesus Christ born an emperor? He could be born a son of an emperor, and he could just find the best political form, political, social structures and institutes, because the nature of every person has to be healed as long as our inner nature remains separated, distracted. No social form, no political institution can help us build proper life on earth. Let's take a look around. There were some emperors, there were some empires. What do we see? Slavery. We see this in ancient Roman Empire, but in Russian Empire, slavery as well. Catherine the Second made free villagers, made them slaves, and democracy and socialism.
Хорошо Шафаревич написал. Социализм
Шафаревич said, socialism in human history. He told us how some countries, how they evolved, how political forms evolved. What does everything come to? To totalitarian political system. Let's understand the idea. The facts prove the fundamental thought. Until the human nature remains the same for as long as the disease is inside our nature, no outer forms changes, nothing will help. You can decorate corpse for as long as you wish, it will not come back to life. Jesus Christ came not in order to change this earthly life. As it turns out, the center of all human problems is inside. It is the source of all human sorrows, is the soul of a person. It is the root, the source, and Jesus Christ came for this. How is he different from all the others, let's say from other founders of other religions, from other prophets? How is he different? All those, I will not value or if they are true historical figures or just myths, I will not talk about that. What was the function of all gods, prophets, Buddha, Muhammad and others? Their function was to remind people of good that they had forgotten, to tell people of a way of the better life. I just don't want to evaluate what, and from the Christian point of view, what the ways that they told about. But the most that they did was they talked about it. They said, this is good and that is evil. I know what is good. But I like those things that are evil. Of course, sometimes we can make people do something better by violence. It's like with a disease. When the person frees themselves, it will all come back. Now, you can imagine. Now, they say on TV, by radio, in mass media, that today is a day of the full freedom. I'm saying, anybody can do anything they want. Nobody will just get in prison, nobody will get killed for that, and people can do anything. What will happen? Oh, we will see. At once, everything will be revealed. We will see what is inside people. You think only in Russia we have such a situation? In any country, in any people, if you announce a day of absolute freedom, that would be an interesting experiment. But I'm afraid that the Earth wouldn't survive. Or we would have to make an order and to deal with the consequences for many years after that. So what is inside a human's soul? A sinning person is a slave of a sin. An interesting thought. Freedom can be
заключающаяся в том,
что человек может делать то, that means that a person can do something that they believe reasonable, good, wise. But there is a different freedom. This freedom that means I do anything I want without thinking if it is good or wrong. If it is righteous or not, these are two absolutely different kinds of freedom. They do not overlap. The first freedom presupposes the freedom of good. It creates many good things. And the other is destructing freedom, which is not freedom. And we should be able to tell one from another.
Вот эта дурная свобода.
What does this bad freedom lead to?
Даже если она поставлена, кажется, в рамки законности.
Even if there are some frames, the rule of law.
Нет, в рамках даже законности.
I'm just telling even under the rule of law. And the mankind is trying to make this rule of law throughout history.
Прогресс.
And this is called progress, the development of justice, prosperity, legal rights. This is called progress, this word. This is an advertising word. Many people are charmed by it. It was well said about by Ivan Aksakov, one of our famous Slavianists. He was a great man. He said about this freedom and progress that forgets about Christ. It is amazing. It is prophetic words they are. He said the following. The progress that denies God and Christ in the long end becomes the regress.
Свобода
freedom
завершается
results in wildness.
Свобода. Сейчас я вам прочту.
I will read you. I took it with me.
Да.
Civilization results in wildness.
Свобода
freedom
деспотизмом
ends up as despotism and slavery.
Человек,
the person who is no longer like God will no longer be even like a human being, and they will want to be like an animal. I don't know who wouldn't agree with it. These words reflect the reality of the modern life. The progress that forgot that the essence of a problem is inside a human soul, can do nothing, having forgotten that it is necessary to change the human nature, that Jesus Christ came for the sake of it, then this person just denies the likeness of God, and this person wants the likeness of an animal. And now it is brightly seen. We see it in our real life, and we no longer need any proofs. What did Jesus Christ do? Having left alone all these outer forms of development changes, having paid no attention to the social forms of life, what did he do? How is he different from other gods, prophets, teachers? He did what nobody before did. Nobody before him had done the following. The essence of his mission is cross, crucifixion. What does it mean? Jesus Christ, God, Logos, the Son of God, he takes on himself the human nature, our human nature. And by means of a cross, suffering, crucifixion, he heals human nature in himself, not in us, no, not in us, in himself. Apostle Paul calls him the second Adam for this reason. What does it mean? How did we become the way we are? Why are we such people? Because we fell apart from God, and people's nature changed, and we inherit it. But Jesus Christ is the second Adam, having changed the nature in himself, having healed this human's nature in himself, he becomes the source, the forefather, the parent of those who would like to take the second new, or I'd better say the first pure, healthy nature. In his conversation with Nicodem at night, Jesus Christ said to Nicodem, one of the teachers of Jerusalem, he talked to Christ, and Christ said, very strange words. If someone is not born by water and spirit, they cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Nicodem couldn't understand it. He said, how? I'm an old man. How can I be born again? And Jesus Christ said, you're a teacher of Jerusalem, a teacher, and you cannot understand this. But indeed, it is the truth of great importance. Indeed, now there is an opportunity not just to find out what is good and what is bad. Even prophets told us about this, our conscience speaks of it. And here, Jesus Christ didn't tell us so many things. Some of the things he said were repeated. He repeated the golden rule of wisdom. Don't do to others what you wouldn't like to be done to yourself. This is a very famous law. We can find it in all religions. It is not the center of his activity. The center is elsewhere. By means of cross and crucifixion and sufferings, he healed the human's nature in himself, and he became the forefather of the new humanity, which from our parents we are born by the usual way, by animal way, and we receive all that our parents have. But when someone is born from Jesus Christ, this can only be done freely, only freely. Who can do this? Someone who made sure that indeed Jesus Christ is the truth. Secondly, that Jesus Christ is indeed the Savior. If someone doesn't make sure of it, why does he need Jesus Christ? If he's not the truth and he's not a Savior, so here's who's getting born by Christ. And Jesus Christ said, if a person is not born by water and spirit, we mean the sacrament of baptism. But it turns out that baptism is not carried out automatically or magically. You just put three times someone in water, you say the right words, and thank God, God will not go anywhere. No, no. Only freely. Freely, a free personality can accept Jesus Christ. They can choose Jesus Christ as the truth and the Savior. Only then, and only in that case, baptism becomes an invaluable act. The person then receives a seed of the new heritage, in result of which they can be called a Christian, receives a seed of a new nature of the second Adam. This is the act of birth of a new person. Do you know now why? We have so many baptized people, but some of them believe, some don't, some believe half and half, and who understand really what is the joy of God, who lives it in their soul, who understands that good that people were ready to suffer for in the first 3 centuries. And let's look at our country in the 20th century. Millions of people who can say just one single word that they reject Jesus Christ. It would be published everywhere and showed on TV. No, they died, tens of millions. I'm talking of clergy, of believers, of churchgoers, of monks and nuns. They never said they were not Christians. Why? Because in their soul they felt God and His goodness. Here we just need facts to make sure about this. One example. After the monastery of Optin was closed, the last monks were arrested. Monk Nikon Belyaev was arrested, one of the last monks of that monastery. He was tortured, and what did he say? That there is no limit to my happiness. He said this in prison.
По-видимому, здесь нужны были бы просто факты для того, чтобы убедиться в этом. Ну вот вам один хотя бы пример. После закрытия Оптиной пустыни, когда арестовали последних монахов, в частности, арестовали иеромонаха Никона Беляева, одного из последних оптинских наставников. Над ним издевались, его обрили, остригли. Счастью моему нет предела. Это формально. Забыв о самом главном, по принятию вот тех истин веры и обычаев жизни, которые
accept some general ideas or outer ideas, we should live in a Christian way. This is one of the Christian laws. One of our saints of the 11th century, Saint Simeon, new theologian, said, he says, if we act according to the God's commandments, Jesus Christ's commandments from gospel, we see how damaged our nature is. This is a law, like the Newton's law or other scientific laws. in order to see what there is inside me, I have to undertake an attempt to carry out the Christian life in the same way as Gospel teaches us. We should face the norm of the Gospel. We're not talking about some ideals, but about the norm of Gospel. We should correspond to the norm of Gospel. And when we face this норм, we get to understand who we really are and how we do not correspond to this норм. It is the law. There is no other way. And here there is an amazing birth of a special state in a person's soul. Facing this comparison to Gospel, to what I should be, the fruit of Spirit, love, joy, mercy, meekness, and many other virtues. Where are all these virtues? We should compare ourselves to all of it. And facing this norm, a person starts seeing who they are in reality, when they're trying to live according to the testaments. A person sees the real state of their soul. They see the reality, not just some fantasies, opinions about ourselves, but the reality. And this state, what does it open to us? Two things. First,
насколько глубоко на самом деле не соответствует этой норме.
We do not correspond to this norm. Secondly,
что оказывается,
it turns out,
я никак не могу
I cannot
осуществить эту норму,
realize this norm,
когда очень
even
сильно этого желаю.
When I wish it the most.
За все силы я хочу не завидовать.
I'm trying as hard as I can, not to envy.
Кому-то, знаете, похвалили, а меня нет.
But I can't. Someone was praised and I wasn't, and I'm green because I'm envious.
Что если было хорошо другому, ты видел бы, как зеленею я.
Dante described really well in his works.
И любая внешняя причина меня выведет из себя.
Outer reason
can irritate me.
Saint Agathon said, even if heaven falls on me, even my soul wouldn't even react to it. But as for me, someone calls me stupid, and I get so upset. We depend so much on opinions of people who we do not care about. All our mood, joy, depends on what? On these opinions. On this fine thread that you touch and it just tears apart. And from this state, a person starts to understand that they need the Savior, God the Savior. And in this way, the Christianity is born inside a person. You will say, and what was before that?
Таковы истоки, на которых только человек может и прийти.
You should know that these are
как
the,
вы скажете, как?
This origins,
вот
the this is the way
только
to
человек,
come to the real freedom. Only
болезнь,
someone who actually saw
увидел,
their disease, at least saw what they need to get cured from. Only that person can start getting cured in the right way.
Жизни,
this is the question of the spiritual life. The correct spiritual life.
Смиряя человека, постепенно дарует
person
ему
becomes more and more
вот
humble.
То великое, о чем все говорят,
and gradually the person becomes
свободу,
more and more free.
Во-первых, от страсти,
in the real meaning of this word, the person becomes free from passions. And the person can get united with God.
Вот я стою пред дверью Христом, я открою тому,
Christ
кто мне нужен.
Said that I'm trying to get in to your heart, but only if you open I can come to you. If you see that you need the Savior, then you open to Jesus Christ. But if you do not need the Savior, if you are vain and proud, then you will not open to Jesus Christ. We should know what is the inner fight. We should know that we need Jesus Christ. Otherwise, it is a sorrow, it is a disaster. Only the forms of Christianity with